They're racing at Scone Race Club today. Joining us to have a chat about that with some tips and also some very big news, Steve Keane. How are we doing, mate?
Yeah, going well, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. Let's hear it. The big news this week is all about the prize money.
Yeah, that's right. An exciting announcement by Racing New South Wales. The prize money will be elevated once again. And, your general normal race meeting now, race will go for $27,000 up from $25,000. So that's, fantastic news. And each race meeting that's held in the country will now have, I think it's going to be two country-only races, which will be run for $30,000, which is only for that, the city trainers and the provincial trainers.
Yeah.
We'll have to scout out those ones and gives the country guys a good crack at some good money.
That's a fantastic opportunity. I mean, more prize money obviously means more chances for people to be able to enjoy the racing that they love so much.
Yeah, that's right. It's a big wheel, and the more money we can get back in owners' pockets and things like that can only be a good thing for the industry. And if the owners are getting more money, then they'll reinvest in the industry. And then hopefully it'll continue to grow. So it's a great announcement by Peter Vallandis and Racing New South Wales. And, we look forward to that kicking in on September 1.
All right. Now, we've got a race meeting today. What time are the gates opening?
Yeah, they're going to open at 12 o'clock. So, hopefully the weather is, kind to us throughout the afternoon. But, we'll just have to wait and watch that and see how it goes.
It's meant to be okay. I don't want to put the mockers on you, but by all accounts, the Bureau's saying, most of the rain that we've had in the last little while should be cleared. But, don't hold it. Don't ring me up if it doesn't happen, mate.
Yeah, it looks to be clearing. So, we're confident of a good day.
All right, so slightly soft underfoot, I expect?
Yeah, that's right. And it always is at this time of year. It's just hard to get any, even though you don't get a lot of rain, we've been quite lucky that way. The ground's still soft and things like that. So, for the next month, I'd say, our track will be a little bit on the soft side.
All right, so let's go for a couple of tips. You've got one for us in race five. That's going at almost 3 p.m. this afternoon.
Yeah, Rhythm is a Dancer. I think it's put the writing on the wall last start with a really strong second. So it's drawn to get a good run. And Brett Kavanagh trained locally on course, so... Oh, I think, that's going to be hard to beat.
Is that got a little bit to do with it? That was your favourite disco track from back in the day, Rhythm is a Dancer by Snap?
Oh, no. I'm a little bit too young for that one. But no, not for me anyway. So
just revealed my age and what I used to do as a younger man. Thank you for that, Steve.
You just thrown yourself under the bus.
I did. All right, that's number four. Rhythm is a Dancer in race five at Scone today. And in race eight, who do you like?
Yeah, I'm going with Pad Thai. It was a really strong win last start, and I think he can back it up and go back to back. So the Nathan Doyle trained horse, and it's in form. So hopefully it holds on, and the punters leave on a winning note.
Well, who doesn't like Pad Thai? And if you have a win, you can go home and grab yourself some Thai for the missus when you're about to walk in the door.
And it's a nice price, so you'll be able to get the entree as well as the main Pad Thai.
Some great advice as always. Steve Keane, have a great day at the races, and thank you very much for the tips today.
No worries at all. Thank you.